Good morning. It's 7:46 in the morning, in the a.m. on, I think it was Wednesday, November the 8th. I'm trying to get my gloves back on and talk at the same time. It's not working. It's cold. It is, put this back in my pocket. It's 30 degrees. It's wet. It's foggy. It snowed yesterday, which wasn't actually the reason I didn't walk yesterday. I didn't walk yesterday because I got my calendar, my timing screwed up. Scoot across the road before this lady realizes it. That wasn't a particularly productive day yesterday. A lot of running around, a lot of errands, a lot of chores. Still have a few I need to do. I'm trying to get some writing time in today. See if I can't move this thing through the next section. I'm walking along and I realize suddenly I am not talking at all. I don't even know when the last time was I said anything. I've got the story running in my head. I got the book going. And I'm wading through all of the different possibilities of how this story could go from here. And I completely forgot how I was supposed to be talking now. Jeez. Which is good, because that means I'm really engaged in the story. It means I'm really into it. It's cold, and I'm trying to ignore the fact that I'm freezing out here. It's not as cold as it's going to be. It's going to be a lot colder. But, yeah, I'm sorry. That's got to be... Oh, Lord. I'll clip out the worst of the best of Nathan's boots so that you're not listening to me walk for 3 or 4 minutes at a time. That was dumb. Jeez. I'm not being in the moment. I'm not aware of anything that's going on around me, what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I'm on the sidewalk. Luckily, I'm still going in the right direction. Jeez. Wow. So there's a bunch of different ways that this story can go, and there a couple of them are really quite promising. One of them is sort of maybe. There's been a lot of walking. There's been a lot of talk about in the story, but there hasn't been a lot of doing, and so I'm kind of how do we fix this? The truth is that there was a lot of the same kind of stuff in the first Natalia book and the first smuggler. So it's not going to be that big, but I need to do something to move the story along, to have it be worth the suicide run. Title, if it live up to its title. And I need to goose the story up a bit, I think. And I'm going through all of the different things, all the different ways that it could be goosed up. And still be rational. And still be realistic. I hate it when smart characters do stupid things just because the plot requires it. Say it with me, monk post. Again, I've forgotten where I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. But yeah. So yes, so let me ground myself here. It is there's snow on the ground. You can tell by the picture. There's it snowed yesterday. It's 2, 3, 4 inches places. Not a lot of snow. Made walking treacherous along West 20th Street, but it was. It's clear here. It's dry sidewalk. So I suspect that there was enough residual heat to melt off most of it here where the sun shines regular. All right, now it's overcast. It's cold. It's about 30 degrees. So it's below freezing. There isn't any water running anywhere. It's just, I think the fog is beginning to lift a little bit. I can see a little bit further now than I could before. It was a light fog. It was a, you know, visibility about. Well, now it's a little more than a half a mile, but when I came out, it was only about a half a mile. So it's kind of a cold, drip, damp day. I'm going to make pot roast. Last night I went to make macaroni and cheese, discovered that the box of shells only had about half a cup of shells in the bottom of it rattling around. So I went to make spaghetti and then realized I didn't have any ground beef or sausage or anything that I could throw in there. So we had a vegetarian, threw in a bunch of vegetables, mushrooms, carrots, celery. Onions. And we had vegetarian last night. I have a lot of food in the house, but by the time I started dinner, it was too late to do something like pot roast, which is what I'm going to do tonight. I could have pan-seared some chicken breast, I suppose. Well, I was dumb. I could have made cacciatore. Oh, well. It was good. Nobody complained. And it was quite tasty. It was a lot of carbs, but very light on calories, other than what came out of the pasta. A little bit of sugar in the sauce. I used a jarred sauce, so I didn't make my own. Push the big hood back so I can stand up straight. I don't know what it is about that hood. I think it's because it rests on the bill of my ball cap and pushes my head forward. It's an invigorating morning. I will give it that. My mustache is frozen to my face. My beard is frozen to my chin, but it's really, for all that it is gray and nasty and wet and depressing, that was for Doreen. I'm actually feeling quite good this morning. Part of it is that the story has decided that, I think it's decided that it's going to take on a life of its own. I need to remember that when I get home after I make my breakfast. That when I sit down, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write for a couple hours or so. I've been writing in the evenings. It seems to work pretty well. My wife is still working on her Skyrim fan fiction, and she's getting she's getting some good feedback on it, which is delightful. I'm so pleased. I wish she was writing something that she could sell, because while the little feedback that she's getting on her Skyrim is nice, having something that she could put out and sell, even if she doesn't sell very many copies, would be, I think, even nicer. I think she could write a good fantasy, I do. But what she's doing is exercising her chops, so I ain't going to complain, I ain't going to say nothing. I helped her put up a blog so she can share it with those people she wants to share it with. And rock on with her bad self. Having her writing has certainly made my life easier. Let me say that much. Maybe I did need a day off from the walk. My legs have felt good the whole way. I'm almost back to the house now, and my hips are starting to complain a little bit, but nothing like the other day when they were talking to me as I was walking out the door. It's like, oh, no, no, no. I think part of it is how tight I keep the belt around my hips. I can't. If I loosen it up, I lose my pants. although, I'm wearing 3 layers on the bottom and 4 layers on the top, which makes me a little bulkier than normal. Kids waiting for the school bus. It must be due any minute now. What am I going to have for breakfast? Let me ponder that. Somebody suggested mashed berries instead of syrup. That sounds really good for pancakes. I like pancakes. I'm not a real pancake fan. I like strawberry cheese blintzes. Oh, man. I suppose I could do that. I've got strawberries. I've got fresh strawberries. I've got some cottage cheese, which isn't exactly the cheese you put in a strawberry cheese blintz, but that would go well. Is it Flicker? Good morning, Flicker. Crossing the last street. I'm almost back. Am I still recording? I am. I'm still recording. Wow, I must have been trucking right along. Because here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.